views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, we will be covering another topic from the Knowledge Book. And as we've been going through topics in the previous shows, and this time we're going to be talking about the Knowledge Book Totality of 18 program. What is it? What the requirements are, and how does it work? So what is a totality of 18? Well, actually, it is what it sounds like. It's a group of 18 people who do the same study. Now, where the council program was a group of three people, and if you remember from the previous show, the three people were doing a horizontal reflection of the beta energies to the surrounding area, the totality of 18 connects the magnetic field that has been generated and built up by the councils of three in the country, within the borders of the country. It connects it through a vertical line to the dimension of the All-Merciful, and they have the responsibility to form the aura of the knowledge book in the universal ordinance of the dimension of the All-Merciful. Now, anyone who's been reading the knowledge book basically will know that dimension of All-Merciful is the light universe, and the totality of 18 is connected to the dimension of the All-Merciful. Where Councils of Three is a unification program and a building up of the magnetic field of the knowledge book inside the country's magnetic and geographical borders, the totality of 18 is a unification of the countries. So as more and more councils of three form in a country, the magnetic field of the knowledge book is built up, and the councils of three do a horizontal reflection of the beta energies that allow the increase of positive energy in the surrounding area where the council of three exists, and they disperse the negative energy again in the same area where the council of three exists. And they speed up the evolution rate of everyone in the surrounding area as well. Once there are enough councils of three in a country and the magnetic field has been built up for the knowledge book in that country, then one totality of 18 will be opened for that country. And that totality of 18's main function is to connect that magnetic field to the dimension of All-Merciful, and again, to build up and form the aura of the knowledge book in the universal ordinance at the dimension of the All-Merciful. And in this way, gradually, every country will be applying the same plan of world unification. And that plan for world unification is based on a universal operational ordinance, and it is being supervised by Cosmos. And one of the effects of both of these programs is the reflection of beta energies, whether vertically or horizontally, in that it allows those individuals who themselves cannot absorb cosmic energies into their own entities by themselves, through the intercession of these programs, then they are able to bring in those energies into themselves. But the other thing is, well, none of us, at least that I know, there are people that exist that do know where they've come from, who they are, and what they've done previous lifetimes. Most of us don't know what we've done and where we've done it. So at this point, we're basically newbies. We are newbies in this program, and we need to follow whatever guidelines are being given to us, because those celestial authorities who are giving us these guidelines, that's their program. So the totality of 18 is actually a universal program, and that's how they have been reflecting the knowledge, energies, and frequencies through to us over time. And this is how we got the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms of David, the Quran, the religions of the Far East. They all came in by means of these kinds of reflection methods. And we are now being taught, being trained, being educated to be able to function in the same kind of a modality that the celestial authorities have been working in all along. Okay? And in fact, the totality that is responsible for dictating the knowledge book to us through the Alpha Channel is a group of 18. So this is the kind of work they do. And now we're being introduced to this kind of work, and we are being prepared to do this kind of work. So what are the responsibilities of a totality of 18? Number one, the totalities of 18 are composed right now of 18 solar teachers. And if you remember, a solar teacher is an individual who has read the knowledge book for 62 weeks in a group, like a council of three, or in a flower program. They've read the knowledge book one fascicle a week for 62 weeks together in a group. Then they have finished writing their knowledge book in 62 weeks. So that's what a solar teacher is. And once they finish the reading and the writing, which is the first 62 weeks of solar teacher training, at that point, they sign each other's notebooks, or in the case of a flower, the solar teacher that they're connected to signs their notebook, and they become a solar teacher. So it's these kinds of individuals that are then going into a totality of 18. So they are solar teachers. Number one, there are 18 of them. So we covered that already. And their responsibility, in some sense, is similar to what's going on in a council. They get together every Tuesday at a time that they had set apart for themselves, meaning depending on the 18 people's schedules and traffic in the city and whatever, you know, conditions there may be in that city. They set up a time that is most convenient for all of them, or most of them, and they meet every Tuesday on that particular day, and they read the knowledge book sequentially, starting with fascicle one, until they finish the 62nd chapter or the supplement seven, and they start again from fascicle one again. They also have the responsibility on some day of the week that they had decided to be their conscious mission day to give out either the first fascicle or the 120-25 fascicles to a friend that they have met or they know. And they open, just like a council opens, they open up a focal point. And the focal point is basically something that is open to the public. And it's open every Saturday at a particular time that, again, they decide on. And every solar teacher in the totality of 18 then takes a turn in giving a conference on that Saturday, in which case that solar teacher reads the entire fascicle from beginning to end, then goes back and presents her or his view of what that fascicle meant and what that fascicle is saying to members of the public. And once the focal point is open, again, they start with fascicle reading fascicule 1, and they go on down the line so that every solar teacher, or 18 of them, have a chance to give a conference. Okay? When there are 18 solar teachers, just like in a council, as we had mentioned, that we have 62 weeks of solar teacher training, and then on the 63rd week, we then find or register 6 people in a flower. So where in a council there are 3 flowers at a focal point, in a totality of 18, there are 18 flowers that are being guided reading and writing in a flower program for the 18 on Fridays. Okay, now the flowers in a totality of 18, however, they have 26 weeks to finish writing the knowledge book, where a flower or a petal in a council program has 62 weeks to finish writing. And they also, just like the solar teachers, once you're a solar teacher, then we meet at some time that we designate, which is the best for everyone. Each one of the solar teachers cooks whatever they want to cook that day with their own particular energies. And then we come together and we share that food that we have prepared at the Meal of Friendship once a month, which is the last Sunday of the month. And this is open to solar teachers only. And where the council programs do a reflection to the surrounding area, the Meal of Friendship reflection of love and friendship is actually made to the entire country. And eventually every city will have its own Meal of Friendship, and the country will be helped tremendously. And again, just like in a Council of Three program, the totality of 18 get together on one Sunday of the month to basically read and study the working ordinances, which are basically guidelines, how to conduct a meeting, how to make telephone connections, all this kind of nitty-gritty stuff that is very helpful for us to know as to how to do things to make sure that everything works perfectly and the goals are met. And anyone who's been reading or wants to read the knowledge book, basically the knowledge book has 2 chapters that specifically talk about the totality of 18. They're dedicated to that totality of 18. And that is fascicle 45 and fascicle supplement 55. So fascicle 45 basically introduces this program, gives the basic outline of this program. And then special supplement for the totalities of 18, number 55, is geared for the explanation of what a totality of 18 is, what it does, how it does it, what kind of people are supposed to be coming in. And then, of course, there is other parts of the book that the information about the totalities of 18 are actually mentioned in the book as well. However, it is good to remember a certain point. The totalities of 18 program, as it is described in the knowledge book, those are the programs that were in place at that time in Turkey. And as people evolve, as consciousness levels rise, as evolution levels rise, then the programs also evolve and change. So even though in essence the totality of 18 program is the same, it's still 18 people, it's still flowers, it's still vertical connection, it's and reflection on a vertical level of the beta energies and connection to the all-merciful. However, how that totality is formed has changed. Where before, the totality of 18 could accept members that have not written the knowledge book, that have not read the knowledge book, were completely new people. Or on the other hand, they could also come in when they have already finished reading the knowledge book and writing the knowledge book. Right now, it is only solar teachers that go into the totality of 18. Okay, and the same thing goes for councils of three. Those are not mentioned as much in the knowledge book, but those programs have evolved as well. Initially, councils of three were only 3 people. They opened up a focal point and invited as many people as they could to the focal point. The greater number of people at the focal point, the better the reflection that took place on a horizontal level. However, right now, The councils also have flower studies, but their flower studies are implemented differently and over a different length of time than to tallies of 18. Now, there are no conditions. In other words, there is no prerequisite. There is no test. There is no, you don't have to go through a physical checkup before you go into Council of Three. You don't have to pass an examination test like trying to get into a college or trying to get into a prep school or whatever it is. Right now, it's even kindergartners that have to go through some kind of a test or an interview. There is no such thing. However, it all depends on that person's desire and essence of wanting to be in a totality of 18. But in both the totality of 18 and a council of three, we do need to have, or at least try to get to, a consciousness of acceptance and unconditional respect and love. If we don't have those qualities, then the programs are designed in such a way that we gain those qualities over time. So it's not a prerequisite. However, it is definitely an outcome. So what does that mean that you have a consciousness of acceptance and unconditional respect and love? It means that we do not have the right to criticize or to reject another human and repel them through our own terrestrial thoughts. Now, it is okay to give information as to how things are done when you're talking to someone from a universal perspective, when you're talking to someone trying to explain that maybe we need to do things differently to make sure that we get the effect that we want and achieve the goal that we want to achieve, which is reflection from a focal point and building of a good magnetic field. So it is those terrestrial thoughts where the ego is the driver that is the problem, or trying to make everyone else be a duplicate of ourselves, okay? And we cannot criticize based on our own individualistic consciousness. And the totality of 18 is actually seen as a single consciousness that pulsates as a single pulse. However, it is not something that is done and accomplished immediately. And the program is designed in such a way that as we go on in these programs, both the Council of Three and the Totality of 18, we actually arrive at the point that we are a single consciousness that pulsates as a single point. So in God's eyes, we are all the same, because His eye, God's eye, sees the essence, not the external form or behavior. God is a neutral consciousness and equally accepts whatever their outer appearance may be, whatever their behavior may be, whatever their evolution level may be. Since the eye of our essence is the eye of God, the more we eliminate the shells around our essence and the closer we get to our essence, then the closer we get to God's consciousness of unconditional acceptance. So the difference between God consciousness and worldly or terrestrial consciousness is that God only looks at the essence and sees a reflection of Himself, while we focus on the outer forms only, appearance, beliefs, passions, habits, and totally ignore the essence of everyone. As long as the ego is the driver, then we'll never be able to accept another human, in which case, it is obvious that we still need further growth, further evolution. And this is where we are given, we are provided the means to accomplish this through the Chaos World Program, otherwise known by me as the School of Hard Knocks, and the Knowledge Book Study Programs. So now is probably a good time to take a break. You are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. When we come back, we will continue with the Knowledge Book Totality of 18 program and Council of Three program listener questions. So should you want to give some questions or topics for a show, please text them to 973-787-7035 or email to mmjp99@gmail.com. So that's MaryMaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And we were talking about the Knowledge Book to Totalities of 18 program. And we were mentioning also the Council of Three program. So we'll do a quick review and then we'll answer some questions that came in since last week about the Council of Three and the Totalities of 18 program. So again, the Council of Three is three people study together. And they do a horizontal reflection of the beta energies, and the Totalities of 18 is a vertical reflection and a connection of the magnetic field that the Councils of Three have formed in within the borders of that country, and they're connecting that country to the dimension of the All-Merciful, which is the dimension of light. Okay, and of course, the objective of the Totality of 18 is to create the aura of the Knowledge Book in the universal ordinance of the dimension of the All-Merciful. Okay, so they have two separate functions, but they both are unification program in its own in its own individual way. Council of Three unifies the people within the country, within the magnetic field of that country, and the Tatars of 18 is the unification of the countries within the magnetic field of the United of the dimensional of All-Merciful. So before we get to the actual nitty-gritty questions, just want to remind you, again, you can text the questions at 973-787-7035 or email them to mmjp99 at gmail.com. And this is MaryMaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. Okay, so now we have the questions. So what is the difference between a council and three people getting together to read the fascicles regularly? Well, number one, a council of three is a cosmic program. It is a program that's designed to evolve the individuals who are in that program and help the group and help the people outside in the area where that council is studying with getting better energies, increase in positive energy, decreasing negative energy, and speeding up their evolutions as well. So a council is a cosmic program. It is connected to the system. And that council is seen as a singleton, as a totality by the system. So it's basically one entity with three mouths. It is part of the system. And because it is part of the system, then the system is always helping that entity to grow and the people within it to grow, to evolve, and protecting those individuals and putting them on a path that allows them to proceed in the simplest, easiest, and fastest way to evolve and achieve that universal acceptance consciousness. Okay? And something is happening when the people are reading in a council, they are connected to a magnetic field at that time. And when that fascicle is being read, the voice that is reading that fascicle transmits the energies of that fascicle into the magnetic field that they have. Okay? And those at the level of those energies, or who are at the frequency of that energy, are able to understand that particular knowledge and remember that knowledge. The other thing that happens is that when people are reading in a council and people are explaining what they have seen in that section that they have read in a council, those energy particles within the aura, and it becomes easier to understand what is being read. Somehow where before you couldn't make a connection, where you couldn't understand what a particular section meant, somehow when we're reading in the aura of a council, for me at least, and I think for other people as well, since they've said the same thing, is that it becomes easier to understand. And any energy and frequency that is above that individual's or that council's capacity is blocked. So we only get the energies that are perfectly suited for us at that particular time for us to be able to go smoothly on the evolution path. And again, a horizontal reflection is going on. As the voice comes in, those energies are reflected horizontally to the surrounding area. Again, increasing positive energy, decreasing negative energy for the participants as well. And again, the evolution rate is accelerated for everyone. And as evolution levels rise, knowledge and understanding also increases. And the important thing to remember here is that it is the magnetic field that does the reflection. It is not the three people themselves, not in the case of a council of three. So now let's compare this with just anyone, maybe two people, three people, four people, five people getting together, or even 18 people getting together and reading. We have to remember that every individual is connected to their own essence channel. They are not connected to the system. You become connected to the system when you receive a fascicle, when you come to a focal point, when you come to an introductory conference, but this is not the same connection to the system. So when you receive those fascicles, you're connected to the system, or the system knows about you, and the system is helping you through your evolution to get you into a council or into some kind of a program more quickly. Okay. But when you're in a council in a totality of 18, you are directly connected to the system, which means the system is helping you all the time. And when you speak to individuals, those individuals are actually connected to the system and not to yourself. They're not connected to your essence channel. So when just individuals who are not in a council or not in a totality of 18 read together, like let's say in a reading club or a book club, then that voice at that time does not bring in to anything those energies and frequencies. When a person just reads the knowledge book out loud to someone else, or even to someone else in the room, all the person who is listening is getting is knowledge, not energies, not frequencies. Okay? And if they go and, you know, start exchanging ideas, they're actually exchanging ideas at the world level. There is no reflection going on. And when you're exchanging ideas, you may be connecting those other individuals who are listening to you. And this depends on who has the most energy. You may be connecting them to your own essence channel, not to the system, but your own essence channel, in which case the person who is listening, their evolution is hampered. So that's why there is always this urgency to connect everyone to the system as quickly as possible. So that's the difference. Number one, in a council, you're in a magnetic field. The magnetic field does the reflection, and everyone proceeds, both the council members themselves or the totality of 18 members themselves, on an accelerated evolution path that is easy and safe to proceed on, while the people who are just getting together and just reading, even though their intentions may be very good, and, you know, people are well-intentioned, they're sincere people who want to do good for people. However, the way they're doing it is not recommended because it does not produce the results that are desired. Okay. The next question that we have is, what is the protocol for setting up a council? Well, that's easy. Number one, when you form a council, you would get in connection with the acting center, the center for that country. And you will be given the fascicles, you will be sent the fascicles that you need to be in a council, because we read from fascicle sets, not from the purple book in a council. Then you will receive a script, and basically you would call main center, follow the script. Each one of the people in the council has their own little piece to say. Three people come together in a room. They had decided previously what time they would meet and where they would meet. They would have a landline phone at the place. And they go, once they have connected and registered themselves in the system through an easy, simple telephone call, then they announce what their mission day is out loud. And then they read round robin, a section at a time, until they finish reading the first fascicle. And then again, round robin, the person who read a particular section would then give their particular viewpoint on that section as far as they understood it at that particular point in time. If anyone has a different viewpoint, or they saw things in a different way, they would also express it at that time. Afterwards, after they finish reading the entire chapter, whether it's the first fascicle or the second fascicle or the third fascicle, because it's read one fascicle a week every week until you get through the entire book, then afterwards we have a short tea break, We discuss some world topics. We talk about, you know, whatever happened to us that day, proceedings in the week, what's going on in the world. Basically, world topics are discussed. Then we leave the room, close that door, and that is the signal for the system to then lock the aura. During the time from the first telephone, from the telephone call to the time that everyone leaves the room and closes the door, that aura is active, which means whatever is going on in the room, a reflection is taking place. Council of three, horizontal reflection, totality of 18, vertical reflection. So the aura is active. And to make sure that the aura is locked, meaning it no longer does reflection, that means we all leave the room, we close the door, and that when we come back in again, whatever daily activities we do, because we do hold council meetings in our own homes, then we could do whatever we do. We're doing, you know, cleaning, laundry, going, talking, whatever we're talking. So we can go and do that without it being reflected to the surrounding area. And I need to tell you this, that everyone, by the time we get finished with a council meeting, everyone is happy. Everyone is in a good mood. And personally, sometimes I'm not feeling so well. I feel down because somebody must have yelled at me, or something is not quite working the way I had wanted it to do work. I can't solve a problem that I wanted to solve, so I'm feeling down in the dumps. Or I've got an ache and pain here, or an ache and pain there. However, as long as I go to the council meeting, by the time I'm finished, I'm feeling great, meaning physically great and consciously great and emotionally great. It is a beautiful process, and it really, really helps us. So we have another question. I am moving to a new state. How do I find people who are reading the knowledge book and potential council members? Well, that's easy. Being in a group program is a part of your life. It is not separate from it. Meaning you do what you normally do. If you need to move, you move. And if you have some activities that you like doing in the place where you were, then you probably will be continuing those activities in the new place. So if you were a sewer or a knitter or an artist or dabbled in making pottery, whatever it is, you like flowers, you like the stars, you like astrology, you like all of it, not astrology, but astronomy, then you continue and you'll find people who are basically at your coordinate, at your level, who also like the same things. So, and a knowledge book study is not like being alone in your room doing meditation or you're doing own private studies. You don't have to go to a cave or a mountain or go to an ashram or a monastery. It's kind of a your life and the knowledge book is like a hand in glove. One fits inside the other smoothly. So when you go shopping, and especially when you've been evolving and you have built up your magnetic field, people will be coming to you, will be starting conversations with you. You go to the park, you meet people, you know, with kids or not without kids, whatever. You meet people everywhere you go. And eventually, when you have this essence desire, when you want to form a council, when you want to do the service, then you are a different color. And when the system sees that different color, that you really mean what you're really saying, then things will be arranged or that you will meet or someone will contact you and you will find the people that you need to form a council. And the knowledge book way of saying this is that what the essence desires, the consciousness manifests. Okay? So how do we get to the point where the system sees that we want? Number one, we do want. However, there are methods that allow us to strengthen our own magnetic field, for us to be at a different evolutionary level so that we can attract people to ourselves. And this is where the individual programs came in. This is where reading comes in, doing the reading program, doing the writing program, and all of it being done by the guidelines. That means that we are allowing the programs to work for us and on us. and evolving us and growing us, because it's the cosmic energies that actually allow us to evolve. Okay. So again, it is easy, excuse me, if you have in your essence that desire for that to happen, and you basically live your life, go and follow the interests that you have, and you will meet people that will come together and form a council. Okay. Then we have another question. Reading the book, I find reference to totalities of 18. Are the council members to identify themselves as 18s when the operations, behavior expected, and other details are given as the knowledge book? As knowledge? Okay. So we go back to, as far as the answer is concerned, that consciousness of total acceptance. So this is the ideal. This is where the programs are getting to us. We could probably state it in a way that both of these programs have their own particular way of doing things. However, their purpose is the same and their goal is the same. It's unification, it is evolution, it is our being able to go from the 72nd energy dimension to the 76th energy dimension. It is us going from the 18th alpha love frequency to the 19th omega exit dimension. It's just the way they do it is slightly different. So in terms of the kind of attitudes we need to have or develop, and the councils and totalities of 18 allow us to develop those qualities and qualifications and characteristics, they're the same. And actually, all of us should actually be at the cosmo level, a cosmo consciousness. So the Cosmo program in Turkey is a special program where you have 18 people, and each one of those 18 people has 18 people connected to them. So it's, I think it's 352 people in that totality, in that group. Okay. Now, this is a program for people who are on the upper end of the evolutionary scale. These are people who are at a different consciousness level. However, the system considers that the council programs outside of Turkey are just as important and need to be functioning at that level of consciousness. And the Cosmo program, when you're at the Cosmo program, then you are a missionary of evolution. And a missionary of evolution saves others, while the missionary, as far as the reality is concerned, basically is saving themselves, okay? And all these programs cultivate humane attributes. And eventually we reach those attributes on occasion, and eventually we attain those attributes. And that is the ultimate purpose of both of these programs. Now, humane attributes, if we can go over them again, oh, I can't see them at this point right now. But anyway, the Cosmo consciousness, which actually has all those attributes already developed, and a Cosmo consciousness is a consciousness that is completely connected to the cosmos. In other words, that individual has given up their own consciousness, has attained the level of God consciousness, and at that point, that consciousness that they're operating in, meaning it is the essence consciousness, where the eye is the eye of God, and is the eye that sees the essence, sees the eye of God in the individual facing them, which means they are at total acceptance of everything, and they follow the law of acceptance, and they then are no longer speaking for themselves, either at the universal or even the terrestrial or worldly level. They are speaking as a God and producing the utterances of God. So this is the ideal. This is eventually what we'll be getting to when we go through and work within the programs that we are in, Council of Three or Totality of 18. So this is, it may seem, and sometimes to me it does seem like science fiction, However, as long as we're following the guidelines, as long as we are taking a step at a time and working and doing what we're supposed to be doing, then eventually these paths are perfectly designed to get us to the status of a genuine human and having that cosmic consciousness. And we have another question, and that one is, so why do councils not read from the purple books? Well, purple books, and anyone who's not in a council, he's not a totality of 18, not a flower, not focal point studies, they read from the purple books. In fact, they're not supposed to be reading from the fascicle sets. And the reading from the purple book has got its own special program, and it's got its own particular set of characteristics and methodologies, and it's an individual program. And that program, especially now with the latest version of the knowledge book, which is the third edition of the knowledge book, that has been revised, I think, back in 2012, those studies are connected to the dimension of the all-merciful. And as we covered the reading program in a previous show, maybe it's a good time to maybe go look at that again or listen to it again. We don't have time to go into it right now. But the purple book is connected to the dimension of the all-merciful. And even when we were reading from the purple book for our own private individual studies and reading programs, even though we were reading based on the same guideline, when we were reading with the previous version of the knowledge book, the effects were different. Previously, it was a scanning program, trying to figure out what consciousness level that individual was at and getting certain energies based on our own evolution level. That was the previous study, as far as reading program is concerned, from the previous versions of the knowledge book. Currently, the purple book version of knowledge book has the ability to convey very specific omega energies, 8th and 9th, plus the 5th power. And we, by doing this reading program that starts on February 19th, we reflect to at least 1,000 of our coordinates. And we are engrafting them with consciousness, okay? So this is what the objective of the purple book is. It is an individual program with specific guidelines, with specific goals that it accomplishes, and it changes over time. Now, group programs are connected to the reality of unified humanity, and these are the mission programs of the knowledge book. This is where we join the totality of 18. This is where we join the Council of Three. And in this particular methodology, we are reading from the soft copy of the knowledge book. Each fascicle, each chapter is its own particular chapter. It's paper stapled together. And we only bring that chapter that we are reading to the council or the totality of 18 or the focal point or the flower studies. So we only deal with one chapter at a time at each particular time that we're reading that chapter. All the other chapters that have their own specific energies and frequency dimension and knowledge dimension are left out, and we only are using those chapters that we are going to be reading for that week. And it is the reality that's got the responsibility of supervising these programs and guiding these programs. And again, every dimension has specific methodologies designed for specific goals. Now, if we look at it in a different way, let's look at it. So one has one magnetic field, another one has another magnetic field. If we look at, as an analogy, of our own body systems, we've got a respiratory system, we've got a digestive system, we've got a circulatory system, we have an illumination system, we have all kinds of systems. Vision, hearing, everything, touch, everything is its own particular system. If we try to breathe water, we kind of get an unwanted result. Our respiratory system is designed to work with air. Our bodies, however, that are mostly water, need to have water. So if we were drinking air, that would not allow the body to maintain itself. And again, would get a result that we don't want. So every system has its own program, has its own characteristics, there are its own methodologies, and we don't even know some of the characteristics of the programs that are here. So we may be hurting ourselves if we don't follow the guidelines. But as long as we're following the guidelines, meaning we drink enough water, which means all the systems have enough of a base to work on, both our circulation, our elimination, everything, our skin, everything gets what it needs. As long as we breathe the air, everything is fine. So these programs are specifically designed with specific, I won't use the word props, but specific real paper or real book that allows us to get what we need. And a lot of times people will come up to me and says, God, there's a lot of rules. What's going on? I said, well, I mean, I don't see them as rules. I see them as guidelines. You don't have to follow them. You follow your own self. Your essence tells you what to do anyway. These are just ways to say, okay, you do it this way. This is going to be the easy way. You do it the other way and see what results do you get. And I found over time, whatever I was given, whatever rules changed over time. Now I've been with the Knowledge Book since 2008. So certainly a lot less than other, some of the people I know that are in the system for much longer. Over the time frame within these, I guess, 9 years, any time there was a change to a program, the program was modified, there was always a more positive result. And it was always, in my experience, we always went to doing something in a harder way, and all of a sudden things became an easier way to do. Oh, and there's another question here. What happens to the book you wrote, individually or in a group program? Okay. So the knowledge book that you write, basically, that is your testimonial. That is your visible written document that says that you had faith in the system, that you had the consciousness to actually do this as a service for humanity. Because writing the knowledge book is a service for humanity and not for yourself. Anything that you do for yourself will not give you the results that you're expecting. Once you finish writing that book, that means that that book you need to hold on to. When you join, or actually when you're writing it in a program, when you finish that book in 62 weeks, writing that book in 62 weeks, then the other people in that program sign that notebook at the end of the first 62 weeks of that program. The totalities of 18 are different because the totalities of 18 had already become solar teachers, which means they already have signatures in their notebooks, and they came in having had that qualification already. And then if someone needs to leave, someone needs to move to another state, or someone needs to leave for another reason, then you get the signature of the other people in your group, okay? And when you're in an 18, you also will get signature, 18 signatures of the members of that group as well. Then if anyone switches out and another person comes in, they sign your notebook as well, as long as they're in a certain length of time in that council. And that becomes your testimonial of your lifetime work in the program. When you pass, and that actually those books become your most precious possessions. When you pass, you leave instructions, or you prepare that notebook or prepare a box. And basically, that book will be shipped off to Turkey, to the Archive Center in Turkey. And eventually, that book will be miniaturized and archived. And that will be part of the other books that you have previously written that show your potential and your faith in the system. And okay, so now we need to finish. We didn't get through all the questions that we needed to get through. However, so we need to finish. What could I say? We will then be able to finish the rest of the questions on the next show and then go on to the next program. So again, why are the programs here and designed the way they are? Because they work. They're the easiest, the simplest, and the safest way for us to evolve and to grow in consciousness. We are now at a point that we are in our final examinations and that everyone needs to finish this examination successfully. So we all need to be at a particular level of consciousness, and that is we need to regard and accept everyone like ourselves. We would not be able to, and we cannot do anyone harm, whether nature or animals. And if you don't want it being done to you, then don't do it to anybody else. That we should never discriminate based on color, race, religion, language among humans. And all these thoughts of separation of humans should be eliminated from our thoughts. We will need to love nature, animals, humans equally as much as the most thing that you love is. So again, that's where we need to be. Focal point every Saturday, introductory conference, please call us. And this is Marge Potasek, and you've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. We will see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.